This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Jefferson County District Attorney Alexis King has asked a judge for a hearing to reconsider a truck driver's mandatory sentence. Rogel Aguilera Medeiros killed four people in 2019 after losing his brakes on I-70. He was given 110 years in prison. King plans to present statements from victims at that hearing. Meanwhile, Medeiros' attorney has applied to Governor Polis for clemency. Stargazers in Colorado may spy a fuzzy patch of light below the very bright planet Venus. KRCC's Mike Procell reports that's Comet Leonard.
The comet reaches perihelion, or its nearest point to the sun, around January 3rd. That's when comets typically either break apart or become their brightest. Bruce Bookout is a professor of astronomy at Pikes Peak Community College.
Comets are so fickle. It may brighten, it may not. If it does, we're going to have a nice observational period looking out towards the southwest, and a simple pair of binoculars are going to be your best view of it.
Bookout says the comet will likely be visible through the first week or so of the new year. Once it passes the sun, if it's still intact, it'll speed out of the solar system. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Approximately 75 soldiers, mechanics, and medics from the Colorado National Guard have returned from the Mideast. They spent a year in Saudi Arabia and in Jordan. Some also helped with the withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan. Mostly clear tonight along the Front Range. This is CPR News.